This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. They don't know who said that, but a lot of us could have said it. A lot of us feel that way. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats have created an ecosystem where the simple act of telling the truth makes somebody stand out. There's no mystery, no mystical, magical thing to what I do except to speak the truth, to tell people what it's about. And for that, people get mad. I get the death threats. I get people want to beat me up, whatever. Good luck with all that. Do I appear for afraid? I still tell the truth. And it looks as if it's such a big deal. People are, Kevin, it's amazing to me. Do you catch so much, how much flack do you catch as a black man when you tell the truth? Tons. But it is the truth. What else can you do? Do you capitulate? Do you run from it? What do? When people ask me that, I go, what do? When you're confronted with some black guy goes, there's white privilege. And you're like, what? What are you talking about? Or do you just go, I understand. I know black people have been kept down. Black people haven't been kept down in America. Not in the last 50 years. You want to go back far enough, everybody's been kept down. The Irish, the Scottish, all the immigrants, the Mexicans, the Asians, every single one of them, the only people who haven't been kept down, well, there are none. The Indians were keeping down white people. When the white people came over here and tried to steal land, the Indians were like, hey, this is our land. And the white people went, we don't care. And the Indians said, well, we'll make you care, and started scalping white folks. That's oppression. I mean, I get it. I understand why the Indians did it. Indians were oppressed because white men said, we're taking the land. Somebody's oppressed. Somebody's, is going to get, something bad that's happened to them. Go far enough back, it'll have. You can find it. Even with the best of white folks, you can find it. So, why is it such a big deal to tell the truth? To say, well, black people weren't the only slaves. There were white slaves. Oh, there you go. So there's a handful of white slaves. Well, what do you think their families thought about it? What do you think? I mean, are they not just as big of a descendant of slavery as you? Which one of you? Let me ask you this. If it was a white descendant of slaves and a black descendant of slaves today, and they're having a discussion, which one of them ever picked cotton in the 100-degree Texas heat? None of them. So what are you talking about? It's deceitful to not talk about this stuff in the context of what is happening today. Tell me, I'd love for a black person who says, Kevin, I disagree with you, man, because I was having a discussion with one on Twitter. He says to me, Kevin, you make it sound like all black people are poor. I said, I've never said that. In fact, that's quite different. I don't say that at all. But what I will tell you is this. Black people complain more than anybody. They complain about everything that comes up to a disproportionate degree. Well, it's affecting us disproportionately. And how's that happening? Whose fault is it? You want to really get into that discussion? This guy goes on to tell me, he's making a lot of money. He's got a good degree. His wife's working on her JD. She's becoming a lawyer. His brother is an accomplished guy. And he's lamenting the black condition. And I go, do you understand you are not doing a very good job of furthering your cause here with me? Yeah, man, we're all successful, Kevin, and because the system will keep a brother down. So not quite sure how that jives with how successful you've become. That's how crazy it is. Common sense appears as genius. This guy is saying to me, Kevin, you criticizing black people. Black people have been kept down, man. But I got a good job. My brother's got a good job. He's a successful entrepreneur. My wife is working on her Juris Doctorate. And man, we can't get ahead. What, are you imprisoned? Are you enslaved to someone? Explain to me where you got your issue. Because, I'm not seeing it. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Telling the truth makes people want to revolt against you because they have become so ingrained with deceit. My grandmother say, the devil is everywhere. The devil is everywhere. The devil is in everything that we are discussing. I mean, for the last 9+ years, I've been talking about nothing except the devil, deceit, dishonesty, and it all comes from the left. All of it. People that want to marginalize everybody. Women, you can't get ahead. Oh, hold on a minute. Let me give you 5,000 women that have gotten ahead. Yeah, but those are the exceptions, really. So what you're telling me is if you're a woman in America, you can't start your own business. You can't pick your own mate. You can't be successful in what you choose to do in life. You can't. Who's guiding your career? I'm just curious. I want leftist women. You contact me. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Call this show, 844-551-8255, and you tell me who's keeping you down. Give me your hardcore feminist from anywhere you want. And just so for the record, let me go ahead and put this out there. If you are a leftist and you believe that I've said something to offend you or you believe that I'm wrong, I dare you. I double, triple, quadruple dare you, exponentially dare you, infinity dare you to call this program and explain your case. Explain it to me. Tell me where you're not deceitful. Tell me where you're not duplicitous, where you are not leading people down the primrose path. Tell me why it is. I mean, I know the answer. Why is it that black people in the very places where you've cordoned them into in these urban indoctrination centers, tell me where these black folks want to blame police brutality, not being able to get ahead on some white Republican man? Show me where that occurs, because there's not one in sight. I'm your boogeyman, I'm your boogeyman, turn me on. Give out Casey and the Sunshine Band on you. Yeah, there's a boogeyman, right? He's a white dude, a white conservative Republican man, rich guy, who is destroying everything that you're about, right? Where is he? Give me his name. Give him to me in Baltimore. Give him to me in St. Louis. Give him to me in Detroit. Show me this, because I'd love to see it. I have yet to meet this boogeyman. The only boogeyman I've ever met is a white Democrat. Those are the boogeymans that I meet. Those are the people who distort the views, who intentionally deceive people, who will make it appear as though they, the criminals, are the victims. And they love making lots of victims. When we come back, I want to talk about something. We're going to talk about gun control. We're going to talk about something Charisse Theron said about guns. It'll blow your mind. She doesn't even realize how idiotic her statement is. And I promise you, I'm going to read it to you. I want you to figure it out for yourselves. And then we're going to dissect it a bit. And then we'll go into more a little bit about gun control. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
His name is Sir Noel Pierce Coward. He was an English playwright, a composer. He's a director, an actor, and a singer. And he was known for his wit. Some people even said he was very flamboyant, and Time magazine said that he had a sense of personal style and a combination of cheek and chic, pose and poise. And Noel Coward, if you've ever seen a movie called The Italian Job, it's based on a novel that he wrote. But here's what he said. He said, it's discouraging how many people are shocked by honesty and how few by deceit. And I thought, how profound. The guy is, he was everything and a bag of chips when it comes to that type of stuff. And you should probably get to know his work. The reason why I bring this up is I'm talking about deceit. I'm talking about what the left does on the daily, and I'm going to explain a little bit later as to why they do it, but I want to talk about something that was a quote that I saw about from Charlize Theron. You know who I'm talking about, the blondie chick that was in, I don't know, you know, they, what was it called? Some was she killed men, she was
played a prostitute and she killed the Johns. Anyway, she's been in a lot of movies. I know she was in Kong, one of those King Kong movies. So I'm pretty sure you know her. But at 15, Charlize Theron's mom shot and killed her father when he drunkenly attacked her mom. And here's what she said. I lost my father to gun violence. I want to repeat what happened. Charisse's mom shot and killed her father because he got drunk and he attacked her mom. And I guess in fear for her own life, probably something that had happened repetitively, she finally got fed up and said, I'm killing this dude. So she shoots and kills Charisse Theron's father. Charlize was 15 years old at the time. So she was certainly able to discern what was happening in her mother's life. And she says, I lost my father to gun violence. I said it again because I want you to understand what we're dealing with here. She lost her father to gun violence. The tool that was used to kill her father was a gun. Do you think it would have mattered to her mother how she took this man's life if he's beating her in a drunken rage? What if she had taken a bottle and hit him over the head and killed him then? What would Charlize Theron be saying now? I lost my father to beer bottle violence. This is how distorted these people are. This man is beating her mother. He's obviously a drunk. And the mother has to protect herself. And she happened to use a gun. If she'd used a knife, what would Charlize Theron be saying? But in going with the gun narrative, Charlize Theron wants you to believe it was the gun that did it. No, it was not the actions of a drunken jerk. That didn't get her father killed. She didn't blame her mother and say, this feminist that just killed my father in cold blood. She didn't say that. No, she called it gun violence that killed her father. There's a lot of steps in between before we get to that. But that's how they think. If you ever want to get into the head of a leftist, you remember this story. Because Charlize Theron probably has been telling this story for years, and she's been telling it that way as a distortion. Now I'm going to tell you another story. I got a buddy, played professional football. His name is Craig James. And he tells me, we're at an event he was going to run for a senator, and we're at an event, and he's telling the story, and he says, why do I have the drive to accomplish what I accomplish? And he says, when I was a kid, my mother and dad divorced. Craig grew up poor. Says he came home one day, there was an eviction notice on his door. He couldn't go into his apartment. They had evicted his mom. So, I mean, he grew up poor, white trash. Dad, mom divorced, got him on the weekend. So he says, this one day, I messed up my thumb really bad. And he goes, as a poor kid, I had to go to the hospital. And he goes, you didn't go to the hospital as a poor kid unless it was really bad. So that's how bad his thumb was. So they had to, you know, sew it up really good. And then the doctor says, you can't play football. And he's a very good football player at a young age. So it was the weekend, his daddy was going to pick him up. Dad picks him up. He says, hey, Dad, just FYI, doctor says I can't play football. His dad said, you're playing football. So Craig's like, whatever. So he goes out there that weekend and with his dad. Dad in the stands, second play of the game. Craig, you know, runs the ball. He's a running back. He's a kid. He's like, you know, 10 years old, whatever. And blows the thumb wide open, blood spewing all over the place. He's right back to square one. Says dad sees it. Calls him over from the sidelines. Coach took him out. Goes to his truck. Takes Craig to his truck. Takes electrical tape, not even duct tape, electrical tape, and wraps his thumb up and says, get your butt back in the game. So Craig goes back in the game and, of course, you know, finishes whatever. And he went on to play professional sports and made it to the Patriots, went to the Super Bowl. They lost, but, you know, there you have it. But to get to the Super Bowl, they had to play the Green Bay Packers. and I don't remember who it was, but Craig was running the football, and some linebacker came and just bang, hit him hard, and hit him right in the face mask, and it blew his nose, hit him in the bridge of the nose, and his nose just, you know, blew open. I'm talking about it made a gap where he hit him. It wasn't nose bleed, it was nose hit. So he gets called out of the game because now, you know, with all the stuff, precautions with blood, they pull him out of the game. He's going into the locker room, and, I mean, his nose is a mess. And the trainer says, what do you want to do? And Craig's like, stitch it up. Get me back in the game. Now, here's the funny thing about the story. So Craig's telling this story, and the audience is riveted. And Craig's like, and that's why, you know, I have the drive to get this done, you know, and I'm not going to be, worrying about me giving up and things like this. And I jokingly said, Craig, you do know that's a story about child abuse, right? And he's like, what? I said, yeah, because you got to understand, this boy's thumb was messed up. His dad, you know, makes him blow it open to play football. And Craig tells his story as an overcoming story. Now, I'm not one to adopt a liberal point of view on things, but I wanted Craig to understand, you're not telling a very flattering story about your dad. You know, having your dad put you in a situation that made you a man, I get it. I understand what he wanted to do, but that's pretty cruel. But Craig didn't see it that way. Not at all. He saw it as a story of overcoming, a story of success. And in his own way, I appreciate that. But what I will tell you is for Charisse Duran to make a story where her mom kills her abusive dad with a gun and the story becomes about the gun, that's distorted. But that's distorted in a way that doesn't empower. That's not empowering women. That's not empowering people to see spousal abuse as a bad thing. That's the wrong message.
This is the Kevin Jackson.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today outside the White House, the president stood and took questions from the press for, gosh, almost an hour. Now what we heard from the president was he reacted to the IG report that came out yesterday, and the president was also again asked about his firing of former FBI Director James Comey.
It was criminal. What he did was a terrible thing to the people. What he did was so bad in terms of our Constitution, in terms of the well-being of our country. What he did was horrible. Should he be locked up? Let somebody make a determination. Look at all the dishonest things that crooked Hillary did. Look at what's gone on.
Also today, a federal judge ordered Paul Manafort to await trial in jail after prosecutors charged him with witness tampering. The president was also asked about Manafort.
You know, Paul Manafort worked for me for a very short period of time. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for John McCain, or his firm did. He worked for me, what, for 49 days or something?
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And wonder how the Democrats dare continue their lying, their ruse, their deceit. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can chime in. Send me a note if you like the program. Call us if you're even more brave. 844-551-8255. So some examples of ruses that we all know. The G is up. The word is out. Nobody believes it anymore. This Russian collusion ruse is an example. Democrats know this is a straight-up lie. Behind the scene, they justify their subterfuge with the notion that knowing the truth will ruin our view, the American public's view on politics, and particularly the Democrats. Remember when they were going to release the memo? And the Adam Schiff and other Democrats are going, this will undermine the FBI. This will undermine the way that we go get data. This will undermine this. It'll be Armageddon. You can't do it. Don't do it. People will be disturbed. Whatever. Oh, it's out. Well, hey, guess what? We're going to release ours, and it's got more data. It's all subterfuge. They know it's a lie. They created the lie. And now that it's backfired, they're going, well, you know, here's the thing. It would be best for people not to know all the truth because, you know, it's not good for the Constitution. People will not, I don't mean the physical Constitution, I'm talking about your own internal Constitution. It'll make you lose faith in America. You want another ruse? The ruse of Barack Obama. The ruse that Barack Obama is a good president, that he loves the country, that he loves everybody, that he wants to see what's best for America, and on and on. It is a flat-out lie. So why continue this ruse? The evidence is in. It was in after his first term, and we re-upped with him. I mean, not us, but many Americans did, and a few of you did. And I don't look for me to give you comfort. There's no comfort in voting for Barack Obama and the Kevin Jackson Show. Why continue the ruse that Barack Obama is a good president? We have ample evidence that he wasn't. Massive debt. The most divisive president in the history of this nation. Now, the Democrats will offer that they don't want to destroy race relations in America. Something, by the way, that they continue to do. They do it all the time. They don't want to let on that Barack Obama set race relations in America back decades. They don't want to tell you that Barack Obama had such a horrendous fiscal policy that we amassed a huge debt. They don't want to tell you that Barack Obama used that debt in order to prop up a failing economy that he couldn't fix. That Barack Obama had no rationale, no financial or economic background to know how to deal with the nation's economy, with the largest economy in the world. That Barack Obama's feckless foreign policy has led to us spending trillions of dollars that we never should have spent, nor should we have to. Barack Obama. You want to talk about school shootings? The shooting in Maryland, the shooting in wherever? You want to talk about the bombings that are now going on in Austin, Texas, and San Antonio? I give you the policies of Barack Obama. I give you the policies of leftism. Show me something that worked. You got better schools? You got fewer people going into the penal system, particularly blacks? You got more or less business starts under Barack Obama. Show me something that worked. Did he fix the post office? Are they delivering mail more efficiently? Give me something. Give me anything. Did he do the cost-cutting measures that he talked about, where he said he's going to cut the government staff, he's going to, you know, put freezes on such and such, do this, that, and the other? What happened with government under Barack Obama? Did it shrink or did it grow? The deficit, did it shrink or did it grow? What about our credit rating? Did we get it back at the end of his term with this great economy, this recovery that he claimed existed? Barack Obama said with his own words, he couldn't save, Trump couldn't save Carrier, and manufacturing wasn't coming back, and it's come back. Now do a compare and contrast. Look at what Donald Trump's done, the number of manufacturing jobs that have been created, something over, I don't know, 200,000 plus manufacturing jobs year one. 2-3 million jobs have been created since the dude took over. An economy that's ready to boom, unemployment at the lowest rate, optimism at its highest. You want to do a compare and contrast, and then you want to tell me that that's not a ruse of Obama? Let me ask you another question. Do you believe Barack Obama would have gotten elected if he were white? The answer is no. Do you believe he would have been reelected if he were white? The answer is no. Do you believe he would be held in some high esteem if he were white? The answer is no. Anybody that loses over 1,000 seats for your party should not be canonized. And yet, what do we talk about? We talk about Barack Obama's got his book deal. Netflix wants the Barack Obama story. Whatever. Netflix doesn't want that. Nobody cares about his book. Nobody cares about his library. He doesn't even have anything in the library that remotely resembles him. Nobody knows him. You want to know why? Because he is a deceitful man. Barack Obama's wife doesn't even completely know him. He's a deceitful man. They say he's cool. I say he's calculating. But the ruse of the left is he's the best thing since sliced bread. And he'll tell it to you. When I was in office, I mean, you should be thanking me. You know, Donald Trump inherited an amazing economy. Donald Trump would have been, let me say, there's nothing that Barack Obama could have handed Donald Trump that he couldn't fix in his sleep. The same way he fixed Carrier. Other ruses. The ruse of illegal immigration. It's cost positive, man. They just went out of the shadows, man. They're not harmful to the economy. They aren't creating more crime than any other citizen. Now you got people all over the country setting aside money, taxpayer money, to protect these clowns. People that have stolen identities and stolen jobs from American citizens, stealing needed services. A couple $1 million here, $1 million there, $10 million here. L.A., Baltimore, etc. Why? Skipping all over the poor people that need it. You know, not putting programs together to help their citizens, but no. Because we have the ruse of illegal immigration. Why? Because that's where the money is. We have the ruse, folks, that bringing in Muslims is going to help us. Because they're not terrorists, despite what you hear. There are no terror cells. There's nobody trying to kill us. Islam is a religion of peace, we're told. I'd sure like to see it. Henry A. Wallace served as vice president under FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Like Roosevelt, he was a racist. But he described fascism, and here's what he said. A fascist is one who lusts for money or power is combined with such an intensity of intolerance towards those of other races, parties, classes, religions, cultures, regions, or nations as to make him ruthless in his use of deceit or violence to attain his needs. And what Henry A. Wallace did was describe leftism perfectly. He described his very boss, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of the most vile creatures on the planet, and Sheila Jackson Lee had the nerve to actually use him as an example of somebody she looked up to. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was a great man. He was a cross-burning racist. who appointed a member of the Klan to the Supreme Court, as well as a white segregationist. And Wallace, who was his VP, wants to tell you exactly what the Democrats were at the time. But that was when they wanted to shift it over. And during that time frame was when black folks made the biggest political shift in the history of man, probably the biggest political shift anywhere in the world, where we went from voting 95% Democrat to voting 95% Republican to voting 76% Democrat. That's a huge turnaround. But let's go back to deceit. Why the Democrats deceive you? Why do they not want to tell you the truth about Barack Obama? Why do they not want to tell you the truth about this stupid investigation of the left, etc.? Here's what they will tell you, what it boils down to in a nutshell. Democrats see deceit as love. I know that's a strange definition, given that love should be mostly void of deceit. The person that you feel like you can share your most intimate details with is probably the person you're married to or best friends with or whatever. And if you're lucky, you're married to your best friend. And you can tell that person anything. So it's you know, the old saying is, you know, try not to lie to these folks or whatever, right? You don't want to lie to people that you deal with, that you're close to. If you're going to lie, you lie to somebody you don't care about, in theory. But Democrats see lying and deceit as love. They see it as, hey, does this dress make my butt look fat? And no. They see it as that kind of a lie. It's a good lie for you because I'm protecting you. I'm keeping you away from things that might disturb you. This is for your own protection that I don't tell you that we tried to keep Donald Trump out of office. And we did it at all cost. They don't want to tell you. We elected Barack Obama because we felt like his race was going to help us to secure more votes. We want illegal immigration and because we want those votes, and it'll help us to help you in the long run because you're too stupid to know what to do. And same with Muslim terrorism, the same with our foreign policy, same with our tax policy and everything else. It's all for the betterment of you, and it's because we love you as they hit you in your face.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I have good news for you, America. The left doesn't want you to know the good news, though. But luckily for you, you are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show and you are hearing the good news. You remember when knowing God was considered good news? That's what they would say. I think there's a good news Bible. I grew up in a religious family. We weren't like, you know, we didn't sit around reading Bible verses or anything, but we went to church every Sunday. And I'll be honest, when I was a kid, it was like, it was drudgery. It isn't like going to church today where kids have their own little special areas and they learn, you know, from a kiddie Bible and, you know, they come back, they learn stuff. My kids went to you know, that type of a church. And so they learned about the Bible. They could quote scripture and they knew the stories and what they meant and all that. It wasn't when I went to church, I could tell you the story of the Ark of the Covenant. When Jericho, the walls came tumbling down. I could tell you a couple of stories, you know, Easter story, whatever. Christmas, and you did a couple of things, but you didn't like study the Bible and understand the churches and the very, you know, Corinthians and Ephesians and whatever else. You didn't understand it. You were just like, and we're going to read from Ephesians chapter such and such verses this and that, and no, go forth and do that and be thou this way. And so that was what you learned. As I got older, I wanted to learn, you know, go to a church that was sort of a study church where they say, we're going to have 6 weeks of this study on, you know, 2 Corinthians, or, you know, we're going to study the Gospels or whatever else. Okay, cool. And you can commit things to memory. I like that. I like growing up religious. I like growing up understanding my place in the world. But somewhere along the line, knowing God got ridiculed, it became ridicule, something for people to make fun about. The left tried to shame God out of our lives. I'm not trying to preach here. I'm setting this up for some other stuff. For those of you who are going, when did I turn it onto a religious channel? Huh? Billy Graham died, didn't he? That don't sound like Billy Graham, is it? No, I'm not Billy Graham. Billy Graham was a hero to me. And if I were anywhere close to that man, I would consider myself an amazing success. Anyway, the left tried to shame God out of you. They try to shame it out of your kids right now. If your child is religious and goes to college, they will try to shame it out of them. You need to come hang out with us at spring break. Are you watching these spring break celebrations? They have security people at all these beach resorts, FBI even, undercovers. Because the stuff that goes on at these spring breaks will blow your mind. One of the spring breaks, I think it was a couple years ago, a girl was raped publicly by multiple kids, and others just stood around. I mean, how does that even happen? Was she so toasted out of her mind that, I mean, what could you possibly be saying? If you see a girl that drunk, you'd have to be, if you were saying, I would hope you'd raise your kids and say, what are you guys doing? On the cell phone calling the cops. She's plastered. Or certainly, if she wasn't plastered and they, you know, people were surrounding her and doing this, like that Jodie Foster film. How do you do this? How do you let people get away with this kind of thing? This is what's going on right now. You think these kids that are celebrating spring break are down there thinking about how they were raised in God and what would Jesus do? You think they got their what would Jesus do bands on? Come on, man. And the overwhelming of them, of those kids, are looking for these parties, looking for things to get into. And look, I'm all about have fun, be with your buddies for spring break. But the stuff that these people do is crazy. Girls gone wild. Girls gone wild. Boys gone wild. Co-eds, students gone wild. American millennials gone wild. It's crazy. So there's a peace that comes from understanding how insignificant you are is when you're alone, when you don't have that thing that you hold on to. But there's also a peace that comes from knowing how big you are when you say to yourself that God's in control of you, that there's a something driving that's bigger than you. If you get up in the morning and you think you're significant, you're listening to this program, you're going, that Kevin Jackson, he's significant. I am insignificant. I just want to be truthful with you. I am insignificant, so frail, so flawed, it's ridiculous. And the only thing that makes me powerful, if you will, is I understand how small I am in the scheme of things, how worthless I am, because there's something better. But here's the deal. What drives us to share this time together, for you to listen to me, and for me to, you know that you're listening to me, because I can't obviously hear you, is that I know there's a bigger purpose to all of this. Am I trying to figure it out? No, there is nothing to figure out. See, let me tell you why. There's nothing to figure out because all I care about is the truth, and that's all you care about. It isn't an agenda. You know, it isn't, hey, Kevin Jackson's going to be the biggest thing since sliced bread. That ain't happening. I've been doing this a long time. I don't even care. Maybe that's part of the reason why. God hasn't said to me, Kevin, you will get up and you're going to be driven today. You're going to make this happen. Now, I've given myself ultimatums regarding my time because I'm getting less and less of it. So are you, by the way. So are your kids and your grandkids. We all have less and less of it. But as we get closer to our end, in other words, I'm on the back end of the mountain here, and it ain't downhill. What they don't tell you is when you get over the mountain, it's just a bigger mountain range. It's a lot smaller to climb, but it's a lot more difficult. An acquaintance of mine climbed Mount Everest 3 times. When I say climbed it, he failed the first time, and he was probably 2,000 yards or so from summiting, and then 2,000 feet, I should say. Then the second time he did it, he was 100 yards from the top. And he didn't make it. Now we look at it and you go, he's 100,000 yards from the top and he didn't make it? What kind of crazy man was that? And if you knew everything it took to get there and all the orchestration, you'd go, surely he'd go that last 100,000 yards. It would be just in sheer will. No, it would have been certain death. That's what it would have been. So we're trying to get that last 100 yards when you get older. So time becomes precious, more precious to you, and you understand that you need to get closer to something to understand what was this all about? What was the meaning of all of this? That's what Solomon talked about at the very end of his life. You know, what was it about? He had amassed all the riches and the intellect. You know, he was the smartest man that ever lived, and he was the richest man that ever lived. He would have been worth, I think they said something like $4 trillion or $40 trillion in today's terms. And he said, after all of this, all of the knowledge, all of the money I've amassed, he says, at the end of the day, the translated word I believe is vapor. Vapor. So why do we get up? Why do we do this? Because we do it for truth. If I wanted to go do something and make more money and drive, you know, if I want to go get myself a Bugatti, I'll go get a Bugatti. Give me a Lamborghini. I saw both of those cars, by the way, when I was in L.A. I could go get those. But, okay, I'd get them and then what? You know, Chase, Kevin, hey, get a TV show. If Fox gives me a TV show or somebody gives me a TV show, great. Are we going to pursue our mission? Absolutely. But so what? You get a TV show. A few more people know you. Who cares? I don't care. I don't care if anybody knows me. The only reason why I have to be known is to spread the word. Why? Because that's where the truth is. You know, we have people demonizing you, demonizing your kids, demonizing our way of life. Because why? We want to tell the truth about things. I don't want to mislead anybody. Particularly, I'm not talking, I mean, if you want to ask me a question I think is personal, I may throw you off the track just to make you, spin you around, have some fun. But if you ask me something like, Kevin, what advice would you give to my kids? Or what advice would you give to me about my business or about my life or whatever? I would not intentionally mislead you. I want you to have a very fruitful life. By the way, I say this to liberals, leftists, listening to this program. If you are sincere about what you want from me, I will give you everything. I've taught martial arts most of my adult life, and the best compliment I ever got was, Kevin, you never hold back. You give everything when you teach. You find a kid that can theoretically beat you, you teach him how to beat you. Most instructors don't want to do that. I want to teach you how to be the best you could possibly be. And that's what we do this. And so we get a guy elected that gives us the highest consumer confidence in 14 years, lowest unemployment for minorities, lowest unemployment for women, the best quarter of income for the federal government in history. And I could go on, and these people fight him. And but things are changing, folks. We are starting to see things all over the world begin to change because of the decisions that we've made, because we've decided that we want to deliver truth to folks. I got to leave it there for now.
We'll be back.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.